Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome to the next episode of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. My name is Brad Brown, the host, and with me we've got Coach Lindsay Perry. Lindsay, good to have you back once again. And today's question comes through from Robin, and it's a beginner's question, and I think it's pretty cool. Robin's saying she's got problematic knees, and I think a lot of sort of newbie runners struggle with this. She says she's got problematic knees. She's had scopes and debridements. I'm not sure what that is. You'll have to tell us. She's also had retinacular releases on both. She really wants to run. How can she go about it? I mean, can you first of all tell us what those things are, and sort of has she got a hope of running?
Look, so she's had knee operations. She's had the cartilage and meniscus smoothed out. So there is a lot of contact between her femur and her tibia, effectively, the condyles on her femur and her tibia. So, look, from that little bit of history, I'm guessing this is someone who went through a period of inactivity, or had some issues related to some sports injuries, which have then again led to long periods of inactivity. So this is like the classic example of somebody who should be starting off a real low base, doing lots of walking with very little jogging, but also get themselves into a gym with a qualified person to help them to stabilize all the structures that need stabilized. So they're going to be, and it's very difficult to say what the potential problems could be, but she could have some instability issues around her ankles or in her hips. Both of those would then effectively lead to a stress in the knee. She may have a very wide Q angle, what we call, with the upper leg basically coming down out of the hips, which means that the knee doesn't go in a nice straight line. But these things can be overcome if we do the right kind of strength training, particularly focusing on the glutes, the lower abs, and making sure that we've got nice stable ankle and hip joints, that the lower back is in the correct position so we don't have a posterior anterior pelvic tilt. And again, these are things that are impossible to make a diagnosis of in this sort of forum. But if she is serious about running and wants to run, even if it's just for health purposes, even if it doesn't get to a point of running half marathons and that sort of thing, it's important that she does it right from the beginning, make sure she's in the correct shoes, make sure that she's seeing a qualified health professional that gives her the right exercises to deal with the imbalances that she has, and then she really needs to build up slowly, slowly, slowly. Lots of walking to start, a little bit of running, and gradually let that overtake. And she's most likely going to be the kind of person that shouldn't run more than 3 or 4 times a week. But even with that, she should be able to get herself to the point where she can do the odd half marathon and just lead a really a healthy lifestyle and enjoy all the benefits of running.
Fantastic. Brilliant advice, Lindsay. And I'm taking it those health practitioners would be either biokineticist or a physiotherapist could help there.
Yes, and look, you do also get some personal trainers that are highly qualified because they've done lots of short courses and been to loads of conferences. So my first choice would be a biokineticist, particularly with this kind of injury, unless you have a very experienced personal trainer that has, you know, a long CV of specialist courses that they've done.
Awesome stuff. We're back again tomorrow for the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. As always, Lindsay Perry, thank you so much for your time, and get your questions in, askcoachperry.com.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.